On Daf Lamed Amud Beis, we continue our discussion about Siruf Edim. Can we be Masarif to Edim, specifically if they didn't see the same action or the same Hodah, they're testifying on two different days, that two different things that happen on two different days. And the Gemara has a discussion here about the extent to which the Chachamim required Siruf Re'iyah. And in those cases where the Chachamim agree that you don't need Siruf Re'iyah. So let's see if we can find the place here. We're going to start with Rav. Let's see if we can find Rav here. It should say Rav Letaimeh.
Tell me about that. Tell me about Rav Yosef.
Where is it on the page? It's hard for me. I have my finger on the page, on the place. It's
One or two lines above that.
I thought, maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe
I'm wrong, Rav.
Where are we?
Amar Rav Yosef. Oh, you want to start with Amar Rav Yosef? That's
what,
even better.
Approximately what line?
Oh, boy. I'm trying to figure out.
I don't know. If you look at the
where the line switches.
Look where Rashi of Eidus Chazaka.
It's 30 feet.
Yeah. Right in the middle.
Okay. Okay. Rashi, Eidus Chazaka, if that helps
the
you.
The line begins with Achad.
Together. So what we have until now is that Rav said that the halacha is like Rav Yeshua ben Karcha, and that applies both with Karka and with Metaltalin. Yesterday we had a long discussion about the chiddush of Metaltalin. Metaltalin is more of a chiddush to say that there's tziruf, and the halacha is that you can mitzarif two eidim on Metaltalin. That means one eid zora halva on Sunday and the other on Monday, a different halva. And we could be mitzarif the two. Ula paskins lahalocha like Rabbi Shuv ben Korch, but only in the case of karka. And the Gemara is going to explain that there's machlokes with regard to these opinions of Rav and Ula. Omer Rav Yosef, ano amina mishmei de Ula. I heard in the name of Ula, shalocha ki Rabbi Shuv ben Korch bein bekarko, su bein bimitaltalin. Now, this is not the formulation of Ula that we're familiar with. We thought that Ula paskins like Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha only with regard to Karka. But now we have a different transmission that Ula said we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha straight across the board, even with regard to Metaltalin. However, we still have another transmission. Rabbanan de Asim and Choza, they came from a city called Machoza, and they said, Om Rab Zerim Shmei de Rav, that according to Rav, Karkos in Avalobi Metaltalin. We only paskin like Rabbi Shuv ben Korcha with regard to Karkos, but we don't accept Rabbi Shuv ben Korcha in the case of Metaltalin, because in Metaltalin, as the Gemara is going to explain, there's no tziruf. This is a halva that took place on Sunday, this halva took place on Monday, they're two different actions, each aid is testifying on a different Maisa Machayev, and therefore we cannot put together the two aidin. As opposed to Karka, where they're, even if, let's say, one aid heard a hodah on Sunday and the other on Monday, they're all about the same Karka. All the hodahs are on a hodah, they're all admitting and establishing the ownership of so-and-so on the Karka. So therefore we could be mitzarif the two aidim on Karka, and it's one testimony. We cannot be mitzarif the two aidim on Metaltalin, let's say, as we said before, Chov. There's one Chov from Sunday, another Chov was incurred on Monday, and that's not going to lend itself to Tziruf.
If the Edis is on the same Chov, if both Edim said...
Right. That's what we're going to get to now. Okay. Yeah, Mamish, okay. That's the next tomorrow. Okay. But I just wanted, before we get to that question, if they're both testifying on the same Chov, let me just point out one thing, that there are situations in which two Edim testify, and they don't even know one about the other Chov. You know, one doesn't know about the Chov of Monday, the other doesn't know about the Chov of Sunday. So if there's no knowledge that overlaps between the two Edim, then according to this tradition of Rav Zera, we cannot be mitzarif the two Edim. Why? Because the knowledge of one aid and the knowledge of the other aid is there's no overlap whatsoever. Our goal here, according to Ula, is to create some sort of an overlap between the two Edim in which they're both testifying about the same thing. But if there was a Chov on Sunday and another Chov on Monday, then there's no basis for overlap. Because what one aide knows about Sunday, the other aide doesn't know about Monday. On the other hand, if let's say, in the case of Karka, for example, they both heard from this machzik, I'm going to call him the machzik, right? That he admitted that this field belongs to the Murakama, that he had no rights to squat in the field. So basically, they're both testifying about the same thing, namely that the machzik himself admitted in front of me, and in this case, in front of us, that the Murakama, the original owner, is the rightful owner. And if you remember, the Chachamim derived their conclusion from the pasuk Vehu Eid, just to review what we had on Daf Lamed Omed Aleph, and Eid is in singular, to tell us that they have to see the Eidus Ke'echad, right, as if they were seeing it together. However, Rav, if you notice here, Rav says that we paskin that, just one second, Rav is the one who says that we paskin on Karka, that we can be mitzarif them. Now, where is the ke'echad in the case of Karka? And the answer is, as we said before, since they're both testifying in the same Karka, even though they didn't see the same action, right? I don't know about your age, just because I know only what happened on Sunday. I have no connection to Monday, vice versa. But nevertheless, that seer for ear, that much for ear, we don't need. Because again, we're going to accept the approach of tziruf as long as they're both testifying on the same karka. Now, this language of Rav that we have here, Rav is being quoted as saying, observe the name of Rav, that karka in, that we pass like Rav Shimon Karchan Karka, but metaltel in lo, that language is more or less what we saw earlier in the name of Ula. So I just want to point out here, there is a little bit of a discrepancy in the Rashis here about Ula and Rav, even though basically Rav and Ula are saying the same thing. So maybe we'll get into this a little bit later. In any event, the Gemara now clarifies, Rav who paskins that we accept Rabbi Shimon Karka only in certain cases, but we reject it in other cases, so we accept Rabbi Shimon Karka in the case of Karka, but we reject it in the case of Metaltalin, Lita Me. Rav is being consistent with other statements, with his general opinion about Eidus, about taking two witnesses that testify on two different days and linking them together. Now, Rav is going to have A, B, C, and D. A and B go together, and C and D go together. A and B is going to be cases where we can link up the two witnesses, and C and D are cases where we cannot link up the two witnesses. So first we're going to talk about the two cases, the two scenarios in which we can link up and integrate the two Edom into one according to Rav. The first case is Hodah Achar Hodah. So one aid testifies that he heard from the Nitba. The Nitba is always the defendant who makes the admission. I heard it on Sunday that he owes him a mana. And the second aide testifies that he heard from the Nitba on Monday that he owes the Tovea a mana. Okay, we're going to have to see. Let's just get the whole picture first, just posh it, and then we'll try to take it apart piece by piece. Is that all right? So the second case is going to be Hoda Acher Halva, which means that the first witness testifies about Sunday that Befonai Hilva, that the Nitba borrowed money from the Tovea, let's call it a mana, on Sunday. The second aid testifies that on Monday the Nitba was Modeh that he owes the Tovea a mana, mitztarfi. In these two cases, we're going to say that they both testify on the same Chov. Now, the second case is a lot easier than the first case. In the second case of Hodah Acher Alva, it makes sense that on Monday, the Nitba in front of that second aid was Moda that he owes money, because he on Sunday we have the testimony that he borrowed the money. Now the case of Hodah Acher Alva is much more complicated, because in Hodah Acher Alva, it could very well be that there were two different halvos. Right, there was halva in which on Sunday the Tovea extended a loan to the Nitba, and on Monday he did the same but with a different bag of money, with a different mana. But nevertheless, Rav says, and the Gemara is going to try to take this apart, that we can still be mitzarif the two Aden. And that's a pella. The Gemara is going to have to figure this out, because Hodah Acher Alva makes a lot of sense, because the Hodah of Monday was on the Alva of Sunday. So both are testifying on the same Mammon. And therefore we commit Sarif the two Aid. Now we get to cases B and C and D, because these are the two cases where we cannot be mitzarif. They're clearly testifying on two different Mammons. Here's case number C. Halva achar halva. The first witness testified that he saw the Tovea give money to the Nitba on Sunday. The second aid says he saw the Tovea give money, extend the loan to the Nitba on Monday. They're both they are not testifying on the same halva. Clearly there were two different halvas. Again, we don't know why Hodah Acher Alva is not the same. As I said before, the Gemara is going to take that apart. But right now, what we have to analyze is Halva Acher Alva, and that's simple. That for sure is not mitzarif. These are two separate alvas. I mean, Reuven saw money being given over on Sunday and Shimon on Monday. Now we have another case, Halva Acher Hodah, which means the following. Not like the first discussion that we had, which was Hodah Acher Alva, but rather this was the reverse order. The sequence was reverse. It was first Alva on Sunday, and then a Hodah on Monday. Now the fact that on Sunday there was a Halva, just one second, Halva Acher Hodah, I'm sorry, I switched around. So again, on Sunday there was Hodah, and then on Monday there was Halva, sorry. So again, if the Hodah was on Monday, then we could be mitzarif it, because we assume the Hodah was on the Chov the Halva of Sunday. But here's the reverse case, in which the Hodah was on Sunday. Now, there was no Halva until Monday, meaning, when I say there was no Halva, obviously if he was Moda on Sunday, there was Halva, correct? Mm-hmm. But as far as the Eidus is concerned, certainly the testimony of Sunday could not have been about the halva that took place on Monday, because how could the Hodah on Sunday anticipate, so to speak, the halva on Monday? If on Sunday the nitba was moda that he owes money, it couldn't have been because tomorrow he's going to borrow money. So obviously the halva of Monday is a separate mamon, and therefore lo mitztarfe. Masha'ekin in case B, if you remember on our list. There we had a Hodah Liachar Halva, so it means the Halva took place on Sunday, and on that very same Halva, the Nitva was Moda on Monday. So both Edom are testifying on the same Halva, but if the Hodah took place on Sunday, then obviously that's Hodah and a Halva that took place way before Sunday. It cannot be the same Mammon that's subject to the Halva on Monday. So that's three out of the four cases, I think we can explain.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, sure.
So all four of them are attempting to show that the idea is that the two witnesses, regardless of the order, have to be testifying on the same loan.
Correct.
Okay.
The bottom line is that according to Rav, the compelling logic of Rabbi Yeshua ben Karacha, and in those cases that we can accept Rabbi Yeshua ben Karacha to Yitzharif, is that they're both testifying on the same mamon. And again, so far I'm only clear about one case that fits that bill, and that's called Hodah Acher Alva, which means the Alva took place on Sunday, and it's very likely and logical that the Hodah on Monday was on the Alva of Sunday. And on the other hand, in the case of Hodah Acher Hodah, as the Gemara is about to point out, I don't know why Rav would justify a tzirif here, because who says that the Hodav Sunday and the Hodav Monday are the same mama? It could be that in between there was another chiv maman, another alva, or whatever the chiv maman might be, so that we don't understand. But we certainly are comfortable with the case of Hodach or alva, because Hodav Monday was on the maman of alva Sunday. Now, there are two cases which clearly do not lend themselves to tzir, because they are on two different mamans. And that would be, first and foremost, halva achar halva. I mean, Reuven on Sunday saw halva, and Shimon on Monday saw a different halva, obviously, because they both saw the giving of the money. Not only that, but let's say there was a Hodon Sunday. That Hodon Sunday could have nothing to do with Alvav Monday. So therefore, lo mitztarfei. That is crystal clear. So again, I know out of these four cases, I understand very well the first of the four cases. I'm sorry, the second of the four cases, that's Hodach or Alvav. And I understand why that's a tziruf, a mitzarfin. It's all the same moment. I understand cases C and D, because clearly those cases are not serif cases where they're both testifying at the same moment. On the contrary, it's crystal clear that they're testifying on two different moments. Okay. Now, earlier in the sugya on Daf Lamed Omen Aleph, the Gemara offered two explanations as to the machlok shin, the Tanakamim, the Chachamim, and Rav Shum and Levi. One explanation was that they were arguing b'svara, and another was that they were arguing in Hadadash of the Pasuk. Now, if they were arguing in svara, then it would make sense that the machlokus would be in the case of halva achar halva, or halva achar hoda. Because in those two cases, there's clearly no tziruf. And here's where the Chachamim say, we need tziruf, and Rabbi Shimon Karka says, we don't need tziruf. Meaning, there's no question that in Halvach or Halvah, they're testing on two different mamons, and the same is true for Halvach or Hodah, right, where the Hodah took place on Sunday and the Halvah on Monday. In those two cases, for sure, there's no tziruf. And therefore, the Tanakhama would say we have to throw out this Eidus. But in the cases of Hodah Achar Hodah and Hodah Achar Halva, there again we're not sure about Hodah Achar Hodah, but certainly in the case of Hodah Achar Halva, we have a clear cut compelling logic weighing in for Rabbi Yishuv Ben Karach. There's no reason to assume that the Chachamim would reject Rabbi Yishuv Ben Karach, because two Eidim are testifying on the same moment. It makes sense to be mitzarif them together. On the other hand, if they argue because of a drush of the pasuk, and the Chacham have the pasuk for who Eid that tells you that the Eidim have to be together as one, then even in the case of, let's say, Hodah Achar Halva, despite the fact that they're testifying on the same mamon, nevertheless, the Chacham are going to say it doesn't fit into the Drashas HaPasuk. The Pasuk tells me that we need two Eidim testifying on the same Maisa together, on the same day. So it seems that this whole sugya that we're learning now, that we're analyzing the Tziruf from the perspective of are they both testifying on the same Mamon, this is accepting the logical machlokas, meaning the machlokas al pi svara, and not the machlokas al pi drashas haposuk. Ashkeche Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Rav Huna bereid Rav Yoshua v'omar le. So Rav Nachman encounters Rav Huna, and he asks him the following question: Maishna alvah har alvah dilo? If there was alvah on Sunday and another alvah on Monday, we're not mitzarif then. Why? The mana dekar chazi hai, loka chazi hai. The money that was seen by this aid is not the same money that was seen by this aid, because that the money that was given on Sunday is not the same money that was given on Monday. Is hodah or hodah nami? If there was hodah on Sunday and another hodah on Monday, who says that the two hodahs were on the same moment? A mana dekar moda hai, kami hai, Lo komo de kami hai. Kami means in front of this witness. So the mana about which the nitba was moda in front of the first aid is not necessarily the same mana that same nitba was moda on the second day. Because maybe in between there was some alvo, maybe there was other mamon that he owed him, and so forth and so on. So why do you assume, Rav, that in the case of Odach HaOdah, we can be mitzarif the two edim as if to say they're testifying on the same mamon? This case is exactly the same as the case of Halvach HaAlva. Now, you could say the following. In the case of Halvach HaAlvah, we have a vadai. We know for sure that there's no single mamon that joins together the two edim. Each ed is testifying at a different moment. That's crystal clear. There's no doubt about it because each one saw a matan mos on a different day. In the case of Odach HaAlvah, it's a suffix. We don't know exactly whether or not the second Odah was on the same money of the first Odah. So Reuven heard on Sunday the Odah and a mana from this Nitba. Shimon heard on Monday a Odah on a mana from the Nitba. Is it the same mana? Maybe yes, maybe no. We have no way of knowing that. We cannot determine it. So now we have the following question. What do we do in a case of Suffolk? Right, let's say the Toveah will call him Yankel. So Yankel the Toveah comes and he brings these two witnesses. Who has the burden of proof to establish that these witnesses are, shall I say, halachically valid? That the testimony qualifies? Who has the burden of proof? Is it Yankel who is the Toveah? He's the plaintiff suing Beryl, who is he's the Nitba, he's the defendant, or is it the Nitba who has the burden of proof? What would you say? In general, Rabosa, I'm asking you just as if you were 5-year-olds. Who has the burden of proof, the Toveah or the Nitba?
The Toveah
always has the burden of proof. So I don't know whether or not these two witnesses are valid witnesses, because I'm not sure if they're testifying about the same mamon. Each one of these witnesses heard Odah on a different day. I don't know if the Odah is on the same mamon. Then the burden of proof is on the shoulders of the Toveah. And therefore the halacha is Ein Litzarfa. We cannot be Mitzarf these two Eidim because there's no way that we can determine that they're both testifying on the same day. We don't know, on the same Chov. We don't know. It's possible that they're testifying the same Chov. But Amotzi Mechavel of Araya, there's no way that we can force the Nitba to pay based on questionable Eidim. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. So now, this Kasha was asked to Rav Huna, and Rav Huna is going to answer this question. How could it be that Rav would be mitzarif two witnesses together in the case of Odach or Odah? Very simply, you have to rewrite the script. It's always the easiest thing to rewrite the script. And the Gemara says the following. Rav Huna answers, the Amar Lei, the Nitba, said to the High Basra, in other words, on Monday, the second aid, what did he hear from the mouth of the Nitba? And I think, Asha, this was your point from before, that behind mana to odile kamach, odile nami kami ploni. In other words, the Nitba actually said that you asked me to admit that I owe this money. I already admitted it yesterday in front of the other aid. So clearly, the Hodah is on the same mama. But otherwise, in the absence of that very rare kind of case, you know, a scenario where the Nitba on Monday tells the aid that I already gave Odah in front of the other aid on Sunday, that's a very rare kind of scenario. In the absence of that scenario, then Enochinami, we could not be Mitzarif Odah or Odah. So basically what we're saying is we need some sort of proof from the testimony itself that the second Odah is on the same moment as the first Odah.
He's connected now. He's saying, I did this yesterday. I witnessed it yesterday. I told him yesterday.
Right. But let me ask this, Bob. When you talk about a connection between A and B,
yeah.
in maybe not on a piece of paper, but because if you have two dots and you connect them, like in we used to play, what is it called, dado, whatever we used to play. So then the two dots are connected in both directions. But when you talk about human beings, you can have a situation where Shimon is linked up with Reuven, but Reuven is not necessarily linked up with Shimon. So that it might be crystal clear that what Shimon is hearing on Monday is the same odah that Reuven heard on Monday, but there's no way that Reuven can know that. Reuven is totally unaware of the odah on Monday. So now the question becomes, in Hilchus Eidos, do we need a two-way connection, or it's enough that, you follow me, that it's enough that the second Eid knows and tells us that he's testifying about the same mama.
So if he said that it was specified the loan was on Motzi Shabbos at 8 o'clock at night, right, for right. 100 mana. Right. And on Sunday he said, I'm owed it at Motzi Shabbos, 8 o'clock at night, I owe you $100. And on Monday, the second aid, hears him say, I'm owed it that at Motzi Shabbos, 8 o'clock. Is that a difference between that and two? And
I don't know. Let's see the next line of the Gemara. I think it could be that even in your case, Osh, the first aid, we had the case that would be good. Yeah, that would be fine.
Because it's on that specific thing that's not right. It's not relative to the aid itself, it's relative to the object itself. Almost like karka. Like Lewis, why we accept right. karka? Because karka's there, it's not going away. If you make the loan
specific.
Specifically that loan, maybe. Okay.
Right. So actually You could have written the script. Okay, so let's just go through the Shakli Vitai. Okay. We'll come up with Usher's case in just a second. So the Gemara says the following. Akati, I'm still not happy with Rav Huna's response to this question. The question of Rav Yeshua. He says the following. Akati, nevertheless, Basra Yoda, Kama lo yoda. The second aid knows that the mana that he's testifying on, that he saw, that were heard, I guess, on Monday, is the same mana as the one that the first aid heard on Sunday. But Kama, the first aid, lo yoda, he doesn't know whether or not. Because he doesn't have, he's not privy to that information. He can testify that he heard a hodah on Mammon, but he has no way of knowing that there was a subsequent hodah on the same Mammon. That's something that only the second aid could tell us. Now, I'm not sure, you remember we discussed earlier whether we're operating here with Psukim or with Svara. I'm not sure at this point, I'm confused. I'm just throwing out two possibilities here. At this juncture, I have a feeling, and then I'm going to reject this feeling, but I have a feeling that the machlokas here is going to be not in Svara, but in Psukim. In other words, the Torah says, Vahu Eid. And Vahu Eid means that we can only be mitzarif them if they both testify together. And here, although the second testimony from Monday is carrying on its shoulders the first Hodah of Sunday, but yet the first Eid of Sunday cannot be linked up with the second Eid because he has no clue what exactly the second Eid heard. But if you ask me, Alpi Svara, would there be a tziruf? It would seem to me that if it's clear that the second Hodah was on the first Halva, because he says, I'm being moded to you on the same Halva that they asked me about yesterday, it would seem to me, Alpi Svara, that we could be Mitzarif the two Eidim. So I'm not sure exactly. In any event, the Gemara now again wants to sharpen it a little bit further and reformulate the answer of Rav Huna, sort of backpedal a little bit. And we're going to have to add another element into the equation. What's the case? The Hadar Azil, the Amar Leila Kama, in other words, the Nitba, who's also the Lover, right? He borrowed the money. He now goes back to the kama, the amalei lekama, hay moned de odi le kamach, odi le nami kami ploni. He notifies the first aid that mana that I admitted to you that I owe so and so the tovea, I also admitted in front of another aid on Monday. In other words, I have a suspicion that we're talking about Tuesday now. In other words, what happens on Tuesday, but it's got to be before the Haggadah, I think. Anyway, on Tuesday, the Lov himself, right, Mr. Defendant here, goes back to the first witness and he tells him that, you remember on Sunday I was moda in front of you, you should know that although you're only one witness, but I was moda in front of another witness on Monday on the same exact mana. So now even the first aide, although he can't, you know, he can't do a one-man show, he can't testify on the Hodah himself single-handedly because the Torah doesn't rely on one aide, but it's clear in the mind of the first aide that there was a Hodah on the same Mamon in front of the second aide. And that's also part of the Hodah. Now, I don't know why that Hodah might not be sufficient, except that it's only one aide. So, do you follow me? If the Torah didn't require two witnesses, then the first witness is telling me everything I have to know, namely that there was Hodah in front of him and Hodah in front of someone else. No, it's the Lova himself is moda that there was a second aide who heard his Hodah. But the problem is, that's not enough. See, this is confusing to me because I'm wondering what would be the deal if one aide would come to Beis Din and say, I was present in a different Beis Din and I saw that the final decision of that Beis Din was that the Lov has to pay. Would that be enough?
No,
because he's only one aide. So here too, if the first aide is testifying that I heard from the Moda that he made this Hodah not only in front of me but in front of someone else, that would not be sufficient. I still need the second aide to come into Beis Din.
Yeah, but why does he have to tell each witness that he told in front of the other witness?
Because again, we have to link up the first witness with the second witness, right? We're saying Vahu Eid means they have to testify together. If the first witness has no clue as to whether the Hodah in front of the second witness was relevant or was linked up to the same halva, then how would he know that his testimony is connected to the testimony of the second aide?
Because he goes to the Beis Din, and the Beis Din says to witness number one, did Joe Schmo tell you that there was a loan made at 8 o'clock Sunday, as Asher said?
Right.
Then he goes, then the Beis Din asks the second witness, did Joe Schmo tell you that it was a loan at 8 o'clock on Sunday? Yes. So now the Beis Din, you know, has both witnesses attesting to the same loan on the same day, same time. And the witnesses don't have to know each other.
Right, but again, keep in mind, Bob, we're operating here with the pasuk Vahu Eid.
Yeah.
Right, Vahu Eid. So Vahu Eid means they come as one. If they're coming as one, then the first aid has to be somehow aware of the Eidus of the second aid to know that he can link up with the Eidus of the second aid. And if the second aid is testifying about a different mammon, how is he, the first aid, able to link up with the second aid?
So that's the sticking point, the who aid, because that means...
Right, that's why I think, okay. Again, I'm not sure here. I tell you, I was hoping I'd find something here in the footnotes, but I didn't. But it seems to me that at this juncture in the Gemara is not working with some sort of logical siruf that the Beis Din themselves has a right to determine after they hear this aid and the witness that they're all talking, they're both talking about the same moment. That's not sufficient. We need Vahu Eid. There's a pasuk here that's telling me that each one of the Eidim has to know that they're both going to be testifying on the same moment. And that we can't have. Again, it's a little bit complicated here because remember we had another case where we certainly were able to be mitzaref, and that was the case of Hodah Achar Halva. So what happens? The first aide testifies he saw the Matan Mos and Halva on Sunday. The second aide says he heard a Hodah on Monday. Now, Just 1 second. That was the case of what? Of Hoda Acher Halva. I mean, we were assuming that the Hoda of Monday was on Halva of Sunday. So do we have a linkage in both directions? In other words, it makes sense that the second eight on Monday is very well aware of his tziruf to the Eidus on Alvav Monday, but I'm not sure if it goes the other way around. Does the first aid link up with the second aid? I guess we have to assume the following. Listen carefully. We're going to have to add another principle here. That if you witness a Alvav, then you will link up with any Hodah in that same Hodah. In other words, if the Hodah will come later on, and we have every reason to assume that the Hodah is on this Hodah, then when you testify in Hodah, you're testifying in a way that you're going to link up with any aid, any witness that's going to testify on the Hodah on this Hodah. But if, on the other hand, there's reason to suspect that the other aid that I anticipate, wherever he is, I don't know where he is on the face of the earth, but if he's there, I'm linking up with him. If that other aid is testifying on a different mammon, for example, he saw a different alva, then it doesn't make sense to say that the first aid is linking up with the potential of an Eidus on a different Alva. I mean, they're two different models.
But that seems to be the case. So Hodah Acher Alva is two separate days.
No, but we're going to have to say that we have every reason to assume that that Hodah is on that very Hodah of yesterday. If not, then this whole Gemara is out of the... We can might as well go home now and close the Gemara. Yeah. The Gemara never questions that Hodah Acher Alva is a valid Tziruf. That was the one case that the Gemara never questioned. And we could accept the svar of tziruf in the case of Hodah Acher Halva. And that means that the Hodah is on the Halva of yesterday. If you don't accept that premise, we're out to lunch. You know, it's if you can assume that there was some other possible... So therefore, if we want to satisfy Bob's objection here, that we need not only that Beis Din could add together the two and make them one to one moment, but that each aid has to be, you know, so to speak, potentially linked up with another aid, that I think we're going to have to add another principle here to this equation, and that is that when you testify on Alva, you're also testifying in a Hodah in that Alva. You don't know if and when that Hodah is going to come around, but when it comes around, you are very much on board with that Hodah, because that Hodah is on the same Halva. So that's going to be the case of Hodah Acher Halva. But in the case of Hodah Acher Hodah, so we're not clear that it's the same Halva, that both... So again, when the first aid gave his testimony, he's testifying on a possible Hodah on that very mammon, but he's not testifying on he's not going to be linked up with any Hodah, you know, because any Hodah in the world might be on a different mammon. But if, on the other hand, there's some indication that the Hodah of Monday is on the same mammon as the Hodah of Sunday, and that's exactly what the Gemara goes through this back and forth. Number one, the second aid was notified that this Hodah of Monday is on the same moment of Sunday. Then the Gemara says that's not enough, because we need that the first aid be ready to link up with another Eidus. And that other Eidus can't just be a Hodah, correct? Because the Gemara is assuming that Hodah Acher Hodah is not a tziruf unless we know it's on the same mammon. So until we know that, so the first witness of Sunday, he's not anticipating linking up with another aid who's going to testify in a Hodah from the same nitba, because we don't know, and he doesn't know that. So we're going to need another step, that the Modeh, we'll call him the Loveh, told the first aid that I'm going to be, or I was already, that's how, I didn't know whether it was Tuesday or what, but let's assume I was Moda on that mammon, on that very same mammon, that chov, to another aid. And now the first witness is waiting in anticipation for that second aid to come and testify on the same mammon with another Hodah that he heard on Monday. That's what the Gemara seems to be assuming. Again, let's just go over. There are two cases which the Gemara says are absolutely crystal clear that there's no tziruf. And I understand very well halvach or halvah, because those are two separate halvahs on two separate monies. But what about the case of halva achar hodah? Just 1 second. Right, halva achar hodah also, I mean, is there any way? Here's my question. This may be just absolute stupidity on my part. I'm going to ask you anyway, because I'm not embarrassed. We're all friends, right? What happens if on Sunday the lover would admit in front of the aid, right? We're talking about the Sunday Eidus. 1 second. No. Let me say it this way. What happens if on Tuesday the Lover would notify the first aid of Sunday that his Hodah was on the Halva that he anticipated on Monday? Is that possible? Yeah, it's a wild idea. Do you hear what I'm saying? I was promoted to you on Sunday because I knew that on Monday, I'll dramatize it. Let's say the money was on the table. You know what I'm saying? I'm just dramatizing it. So the Malva put the money on the table and he says to the Lova, come and take it. Right? Come and take it. Now on Sunday, the Lova got the green light to take that money. So the Lova, already knowing full well that he just has to, you know, take the morning subway in order to get to the Malva and get the money, he already was moda on Sunday that he owes a chov to the Halva. But I guess he can't do such a thing. You understand my question?
I think it wouldn't work.
Now I'm just trying to see if you could work out.
It wouldn't work with money, because you could leave lots of money in different places. It would work with property, with karka, because there's only
right.
one piece of property.
Right.
But with money,
Excellent. Okay.
But in this case, it's...
I was just trying to work it out. I was wondering if you could have a halva achar hodah with the first aid was anticipating the halva that's going to come on Monday in front of the second day. I was just wondering if you could work that out.
It's a davar shalom.
What do you say?
It's not hoda achre halva. It's hoda alifne.
Right. I'm talking about halva achre hoda, which means hoda alifne halva. And I'm just wondering if you could notify the first aid in such a way that there's an anticipating halva.
You can give aidus on something that hasn't happened yet. Can you give Aedus?
No, again, we're not talking about the Aedus. The Aedus is on the Hodah. I'm just saying, is there any way we could accomplish the Lahu Aid, meaning to link them up that they're testifying on the same moment?
That's a post-dated check.
A post-dated check.
Oh.
Ooh, that's interesting. Mm. See, it takes a modern contemporary society to come up with that. I don't know if Ghazal had a post-dated check. I don't know.
Sure we did. Sure we did.
But that's different than leaving money on the table.
Yeah, we discussed it with the star. Post-dated, that's the problem. The star is a post-dated star.
Right. Yeah, so let's say you had a post-dated check. You have to know, And then the Hodah was on a post-dated check.
If he admits I'm giving him a post-dated check, and he can testify that he told me he's giving him a post-dated check, and the second witness says he told me that he gave him a, and the second one says I gave him a post-dated check.
Right.
The second one comes along and says, and the guy who gets the money says that he.
Again, the nitva, the lover says to the first aide that the malva gave him a post-dated check.
Okay.
And the second aide on Monday says, so again, we're talking about alvach or hodah.
I cashed the check. So one's saying in advance, he admitted to me that he, okay.
Yeah.
So admitting to the same loan.
Right. That's what I'm wondering. Not only do they admit to the same loan, but each aide knows that it was on the same loan.
Well, let's,
you know what you're saying? Because you have a case where the halva is on Monday, but yet the hodah of Sunday is on the same loan that took place on Monday. That's what I'm wondering, if you could come up with such a construction. Okay. Amar Leh, so Rav Nachman turns back to Rav Huna, because until now Rav Huna was speaking, and he says, Tanuach datcha sheinachtas dati, meaning, you could be calm because you calmed me down. So Rav Nachman was the one who was agitating over here. He couldn't figure out how we're going to justify the case of Hodach or Hodah, because in Hodach or Hodah, they very, I wouldn't say likely, but possibly might be both on two different halvos. And then Rav Huna tries to calm Rav Nachman down and say, well, the second aide heard in the Hodah that the love was being mowed on the same on the same alva that he was mowed yesterday to the first aide. And Rav Nachman is still agitating because he doesn't understand how the first aide knows that he is anticipating a tziruf to the second aide, because he has no clue that the Hodah of Monday is going to be on the same moment that he heard of Hodah on Sunday. And then Rav Huna tries to calm Rav Nachman down and say, you know what? The Lova notified the first aide that he's going to make a Hodah, or he made a Hodah in front of the second aid on the same mama. So finally, he nachtas died. Now, just to get the intellectual honesty of the Gemara, after Rav Huna worked overtime to finally calm Rav Nachman down, Rav Nachman gave him a yashar koyach, now Rav Huna rejects himself. Amalei, my nichusa. Why did you accept my answer? Nichusa means, why was I miyashiv yadas? I calmed you down. Derava ve'itamer of sheshes. The two possibilities here. Shadave narga. I know, Don, you like to sometimes write down those words that appear all over Shas. This is one of them. Shadave narga. You want to write that down if you have a, I don't know if you keep a lexicon, which literally means he threw a spark into a wood, you know, something flammable. You know, so when you shoot the spark in, everything goes up in flame. That's another way of saying he totally destroyed it. What was his kasha? He says, even in a case of hodah achar hodah, lav hainu hodah achar halva. So we had the case, if you remember, of Hodah Achar Halva. And we said that we can assume that the Hodah of Monday is on the Halva that took place on Sunday. Excuse me, I don't know, I have something caught in my throat.
Want some water?
I don't want to be matriarch you, but it would somehow be helpful. I just haven't worked out the timing here that I could get here exactly on time to pour myself a cup of hot water. I'm still working on that. I'm working towards that goal to try to put another extra minute into my schedule. So he says the following, and what I'm reading you to now is a summary of the Pnei Yoshua who's standing on the shoulders of the Yad Ramah. Thank you so much. I can't drink cold water. I'll make a deal with you. Pour that into here.
Okay.
And then fill it up to the top with hot water. I just can't drink cold water. I don't know why. It's crazy, but
I'm the same way, by the way.
You also can't drink cold water? I can't. Anyway, so let me just give you this summary of the Yad Ramah and the Pnei Yoshua standing on his shoulders. He says the following. Thank you so much. Okay. He says the following. Is the case of Hodah Acher Hodah equal to the case of Hoda Acher Halva. So again, what's on the table now, just so we're all sort of on the same radar screen. We're talking about two cases, both of which, according to Rav, we could be mitzaref the two eidim. One is called Hoda Acher Hoda, and the other is called Hoda Acher Halva. And now, Rav Sheshes, or Rava before Rav Sheshes, is telling us that these two cases are not are not to be compared. Okay. Klomar. In the case of Hodah or Hodah, you've just convinced me, Rav Huna, you yourself, that we're going to have to somehow set it up, we're going to orchestrate it in such a way that each aid knows about the testimony of his friend, and therefore they both know that they're testifying on the same moment. If that is your standard, if that, those are your guidelines, then even in the case of Hoda Acher Halva, we're going to have to assume that both Eidim know about each other. Which would mean the following, that the second witness was told that Hamara Shani Moda Alecha Lamal Venechala Visi Oso Mimenu Bifnei Eid Ploni, that I'm being molded to you that I owe so and so a mana, because that's the mana that I already that yesterday I received from the Malva in front of another aid. And he mentions, let's say he mentions the aid by name. So again, the second witness knows when he hears a hodah that hodah is on the same mamon that the first witness of Sunday, who witnessed the halva, is on the same mamon. Now that's not enough, right? Because that's only a one-way street. The acharkach chazar halova etzala eda rishon. Oh, the acharkach supports that it was on Tuesday. The acharkach chazar halova etzala eda rishon. The amalo hodesi la malve. Right, I was molded that this guy is the malve I own money. Bifnei ploni ha eda sheni. So again, both Eidim have to be aware of each other. So the only way that Rav Huna was able to salvage and justify Hodah or Hodah, but how do we know that the second Hodah is on the same moment as the first? And we had to supply two premises, two ukimtas. There was one ukimta that he notified the second aid that I'm being moded to you on the same mana that I was moded to the first aid yesterday. And number two, he has to go back and tell the first aid that I was also moded to another aid, meaning the second aid, on the same mamon. If that be the case, and that's the only way you could salvage Hodach or Hado, we have to apply the same rules to Hodach or Halva, and the second aid who hurts the Hodah has to hear from the Nitba that I'm giving you a Hodah on the halva of yesterday, then he has to go back to the first aid of yesterday and notify him that you witnessed halva, and now I am being and I was moda on this very halva in front of the second aid. And basically, what's happening here is that the lova, the mischayev, who's being moda, he has to create the tziruf. He has to create the tziruf and run around to each one of the aidim to tell them that I on the same moment there's another aid. And mention him by name. And then it comes out that basically he was molded in front of two aidim. So that's going to be Hodah or Hodah. Now, what bothers Rava and Rav Sheshes, what we call Shadar Bar Narga, you know, he just smashes it to smithereens. What's bothering him is that if this rule is the underlying rule of Rav in order to generate a tziruf, he's already told me that rule with Hodah Acher Hodah. The first case of Hodah Acher Hodah is already predicated on the role of the Modeh, again the Loveh, that he told each one of the Eidim about the other one. We already now know that principle. What do you gain, what did you add by Hodah Acher Halva? And we thought Hodach Alvo was in some sense a whole new case in which, you know, it's logical to assume that Hodach Monday is on Alvo Sunday, and therefore they're both testifying on the same moment. Name, that's not enough. In order to create this tziruf, the way Rav Hun is interpreting Rav, you need that the Moda himself, the Lov himself, will run around like a rochel, like a peddler, you know, from one witness to the other to tell each one about the other guy. So basically, Hodach or Halva does not add anything to Hodach or Odah, because what was Hodach or Odah? That each Odah knew about the other Odah in the same moment, because the Lover ran around and establishes his tircha. And the case of Hodach or Halva is also going to require the same ishtadlus, the same tircha on the part of the Nitba, I mean, a part of the Lova, that he's going to have to tell each one of the two Eidim about the second Eid to clinch the Tziruf, that each Eid should know that he's testifying on that same moment with the second Eid. So here Rav Huna, after finally calming Rav Nachman down, he tells Rav Nachman, and I have to admit to you that that it really doesn't hold water. That Rava and Echolimlo and Rav Shesh, who's Rav Sheshes? Did I get that right? Yeah, that Rava and Rav Sheshes both or one or the other already were unhappy about this. So now Rav Nachman gets a little bit upset because now he's really agitated. Do you mind if I just finish? I'm curious to finish this up. So Amar Leir of Nachman says to Rav Huna, "Hainu d'shmi aleichu." This supports what I've heard about you amongst your colleagues or your members. You see, the Ramisu Dikle v'zakifulahu, that you like to cut down date trees and then plant them again. In other words, that your behavior pattern is very strange. You build and then you destroy. And that's exactly what you did for me. You built me up, you psyched me out, you had a great teretz, and now you went back and you destroyed it again. Now, the question is, and this is going to be, you know, something that the commentaries are going to take up, is Rav Nachman criticizing Rav Huna? Now, if Rav Huna knew up front that he was going to cut down the tree, maybe it's a valid criticism, but if they were actually learning this together and he, Rav Huna, was offering a teretz, and then, lo and behold, he investigated it further and he had all the quotes and this and that, he came to the conclusion it's not such a good teretz, then I don't know if this should be a valid critique. So if you take a look here again in the Yad Ramah, he says, Shatem okrim kushos gvoos, kidikolim, that the date tree is very tall. And the kasha that was asked was a very tall kasha, very profound question, but you're able to be oker to undermine and uproot this kasha. But then, machzir no sublim koma. Then you take that date tree that you just cut out and you put it right back. Sheteratzdali kusha zuviakach ikzarto sublim koma. And if you give me one more minute, Don, and then the floor is yours. Nardoi Amri. Now, after we've worked out the sheet of Rav, then we have another day, which is a dissenting view of Nardoi. They came from a city called Nardoi. Amri, they say, Bein Hodah or Hodah, Ubein Hodah Achar Halva, Ubein Halva Achar Halva, Ubein Halva Achar Hodah Mitztarfos. Why? Because we've been working out the logic of the Chachamim, and that's what Rav was trying to do. And therefore, on a logical basis, he came up with A, B, and then C and D, and he divided up the cases. Nardoi are willing to say that we paskin straight away, in an absolute way, like Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, and in every case, we can be mitzarif to Adios. And this comes back to Bob's point from before, as long as Bezdin is convinced that Reuven owes Shimon, that the Nitba owes the Toveah. Again, he might be owing for two different reasons, two different moments. You know, he took Alva on Sunday, he took Alva on Monday, never the twain shall meet. But the lowest common denominator is that the Nitba owes the Toveah. We don't need Siruf, Edus, Re'iyah at all. And that's Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha and Ardoi are willing to say, let's embrace La Halacha, the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, of Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha, hook, line, and sinker. Don?
Yeah, no, I'm not sure.
No, just kidding. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. Sometimes I just I need to complete the picture.
It's me, it's not you. I'm not quite sure I understand Robin and Rav Sheshes, because they are two different things. Because in one case, you got a guy seeing alone, and then the next day, the debtor says to the says to a witness who's not seeing the loan, I gave him a loan yesterday. Right? In the other case,
what the debtor says to the witness, that I borrowed the money yesterday.
I borrowed it. Yeah. Right. Okay. In the second case, the first case, neither one of them actually saw the loan taking place, but in both cases the debtor admitted to two different witnesses on two different days that he got a loan. So they are two different things. I mean, maybe he has to run around to get both witnesses on board.
Your distinction is correct. I'm just not sure, I'll be honest with you, maybe we'll take this up on another occasion, but I don't see why that should make a difference. So that's what you have to convince. In the meantime, I just want to open the door here because I'm filling in.
I'll read this and then...
Read it again, if you don't mind. We'll take it up a second.
Okay. All right.
Because as far as I can tell, your distinction is 100% correct. I just don't see why it should bear in on logically on this case. Because again, the basic issue, whether it's halva that they saw or a hodah that they saw, is he chayv this mamon? And if both of them are testifying on the same mamon, we could be mitzarif.